thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, nature-loving viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 17 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Rutula on Channel 21 through the cable provider Grootnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV, Yongjiala Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, two firms in South Korea commit $2.7 billion U.S. dollars to sustainable energy. In environmental news, Italian marine biologists locate a rare black coral in the Mediterranean seabed. Please stay tuned to today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Mr. Hayrettin Karaca, the Turkish co-founder of an award-winning arboretum. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 18th, is the beginning of National Vegetarian Week 2009 in the United Kingdom. Sponsored since 1992 by the UK Vegetarian Society, this 7-day annual event is to raise awareness about the many benefits of the compassionate diet. schools, eateries, hospitals, libraries, and businesses will celebrate. Veggie festivals, cooking demonstrations, information booths, special vegetarian menus, and recipe contests are some of the activities scheduled. It's a great time for all to enjoy the nutritious, compassionate, and earth-saving veg diet. We wish all participants in the United Kingdom a spectacular National Vegetarian Week with lots of fun and excitement.
Flying news, factory farms costly to entire communities. The World Health Organization has reported that the number of confirmed swine flu cases has grown to nearly 8,500 and has spread to 40 countries, with Chile among the latest to report first cases. In New York, USA, a 55-year-old assistant principal became the sixth swine flu-related fatality in the country, while in Japan, more than 1,000 schools and kindergartens closed as confirmed cases surged by the dozens, a change that could prompt the World Health Organization to consider raising the alert level to 6, which is a full pandemic. Meanwhile, experts at the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, estimated that the true number of infections in the U.S. could exceed 100,000 nationwide.
The CDC also stated that besides human transmission, the swine flu can be contracted through contact with infected pigs or environments contaminated with the virus. Some experts have drawn attention to factory farms as environments that can easily be contaminated in this way. Factory farm conditions also threaten human health in other ways by discharging enormous quantities of untreated waste. The associated antibiotics, hormones, and bacteria subsequently enter precious water supplies, causing serious health problems in humans. This is the case not only for pig factory farms, but also cow, dairy, and chicken-intensive facilities.
In exploring some of the wider-reaching costs of factory farming, Supreme Master Television spoke with Clayton Edwards of the city of Tulsa, Oklahoma, USA, home to around 900,000 people whose water has been severely affected by large-scale chicken farms in a neighboring state.
Do you have any sort of an idea of like what the total costs are per year for Tulsa to clean up the water coming from the chicken farms in Arkansas?
We had spent through the early years of this problem, probably $5 to $6 million for additional studies, additional testing, chemicals to try to treat taste and odor. During this time, we put a new $80 million water treatment plant in service, and it was not able to remove the taste and odor causing compound jasmine. We had to replace the filter media with granular activated carbon, and for one period of time, the jasmine concentrations were so high and the plant could not treat it that we had to abandon that source of raw water for about a two-month period and go off an emergency supply.
And if you were to quantify the amount of waste coming from the factory farms, how much is that relative to a city the size of Tulsa?
Based just on the phosphorus concentration of the litter, it was equivalent to a city, I believe, the size of something like Dallas, of dumping their untreated waste in our watershed. And that's just based on the phosphorus concentration.
Unfortunately, many communities worldwide quietly suffer the harmful impact of neighboring factory farms, either unaware or financially unable to respond in the way that the city of Tulsa did. Our prayers for all those affected by the devastating swine flu virus and other conditions that arise from large-scale livestock raising.
May we recognize the full societal costs of such practices and shift to a plant-based diet for the healthy freedom of humans and animals alike.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes, prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increase life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserve up to 70% clean water, save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing. A solution for world hunger.
free up 3,433 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half of the world's grain supply. Consume one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduce pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintain cleaner air. Save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit suprememastertv.com/harms-benefits-flyer.
U.S. boosts assistance to Ethiopia. Responding to an appeal from the Ethiopian government, the United States Agency for International Development, or USAID, is donating $50 million in emergency food assistance to the Joint Emergency Operational Plan, which is designed to fully nourish 1.18 million people for 4 months. This is in addition to a USAID announcement last month for more than 65 metric tons of food going to the World Food Program to feed 2 million people for 2 months. In total, the U.S. contribution has been $100 million thus far this year. Our gracious salute, U.S. Agency for International Development in United States, and Providence bless your generous response to brethren in need. May the warm-hearted Ethiopian people be soon graced with ever-plentiful sustenance.
Ceasefire in Niger. The two largest Tuareg groups, the Niger Movement for Justice, or MNJ, and the Niger Patriotic Front, or FPN, have reached an agreement with the Nigerian government. This peaceful accord followed their meeting with Prime Minister Sani Umaru. Our warm-hearted congratulations, Your Excellency and Nigerian group leaders, for these advancements toward a harmonious coexistence. With heaven's blessings, may the people of Niger enjoy lasting peace across the land.
India's ruling party wins general elections. Following the month-long elections that drew more than 400 million voters overall, it became apparent on Saturday that the Congress Party and incumbent Premier Manmohan Singh are to remain in position for a second term. With a new government to be formed by June 2nd, Prime Minister Singh expressed his gratitude to all supporters and his wish to ensure the ongoing stability of the government. Congratulations, people of India, on your election results. Wishing Prime Minister Singh and the Congress Party leadership much success in representing the noble ideals of India and all her citizens.
Norwegian fiddler wins Eurovision 2009. Scoring a record number of points with his upbeat rendition of Fairy Tale, Alexander Rybak will be taking the top Eurovision prize home to Norway. Mr. Rybak, who was born in Belarus and raised in Norway, wrote and composed the song, which blended elements of Norwegian and Russian folk music. Iceland's Johanna came in second, with Azerbaijan's Aysel and Arash in a close third. The event, held this year in Moscow, Russia, is viewed via television and internet across Europe and around the world, as it also united cultures through such performers as Noah and Mira Awad, representing Israel with their Ballad of Peace sung in Arabic, Hebrew, and English, There Must Be Another Way. We join in applause, Mr. Rybak, all awardees and contestants, for your gifted accomplishments. Our grateful thanks for your shared talents in bringing people the world over together through song.
Two new Loving Huts welcome in Beijing, China. The Loving Hut International continues to expand in light of Supreme Master Qinghai's vision to provide easily accessible, delicious vegan foods to the public.
爱家国际连锁餐饮在中国也是相继开业，餐厅总数已达十几家。
The Chinese capital of Beijing has opened two more dining locales, attracting crowds of eager customers. Before enjoying the scrumptious plant-based meals inside, diners were treated to performances by talented musicians. Numerous other VIPs were in attendance, all of whom called for more people to join the ever-growing vegetarian circle.
很高兴我能够来这里参加这个活动。 在这里呢，我想呼吁所有的朋友们，为了我们的这个地球的健康，为了我们将来能够生活在一个美好的星球上，大家从现在开始就选择素食吧。我们大家一起来素食环保，救地球。
联合国有报道说，也显示就是工厂化农场，然后这些动物所造成的污染实际上已经占到很大的一个比例了。所以说就是我们通过吃素，然后也能够更好的去保护环境，然后对我们自身健康还有对动物然后都是有好处的。
希望大家能够跟我一起来尽量多吃素。
They expressed their support for the delicious movement of Loving Hut to spread the compassionate life-saving animal-free diet.
如果我们大家都能更多的去关注吃素，关注对生命的尊重和关爱的话，相信我们自己心里所能收获的这一份善良和美好，也会更多的辐射到这个世界上的每一个人，让这个社会越来越健康。感恩吃素，感恩这样一家吃素的连锁店的开幕，感恩他给我们带来一个更好的生活的可能。
嗨，大家好，我是李延龙，很高兴今天呢能来参加 Loving Hut 的开幕典礼，希望大家以后要多多支持 Loving Hut， 多多支持素食。
Congratulations, Loving Hut Beijing, on your opening, and a big thanks to all the special guests and celebrities for their attendance and encouragement. We especially thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her inspiration toward a sustainable and peaceful world. As more and more people discover the benefits of vegan living, good health and harmony will surely prevail on Earth.
Save Our Planet. More evidence of global warming in the Canadian Arctic. Three British explorers of the Catlin Arctic Survey Team have returned from 73 days in the Canadian Arctic, where they say they found more signs of climate change and its toll on the world's ice.
After making 1,500 measurements, from which they had been expecting to find older ice measuring 3 meters in thickness, instead they found only thin first-year ice about half that thick, which is likely to melt in the summer. Expedition leader Pen Haddo remarked, "Whereas the scientists who had been advising us had predicted it would be a mixture of this new ice and the older, thicker, multi-layer ice, we saw no evidence of that."
Expedition leader Haddo and members of the Catlin Arctic Survey Team, we appreciate your dedicated efforts to bring this first-hand information to the public. Let us quickly act to halt the worrisome thaw of vital ice by transitioning to a more considerate lifestyle.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has long expressed her care for humanity in light of these and other climate-related changes on the planet. On December 25, 2007, during an international seminar or gathering with our association members, she cautioned about their effects.
Because the ice is reflecting the sun and send it back into the space. Mm-hmm. But the ice are melting so fast now that there is not enough reflection. Mm-hmm. And because the sea is already warm, it melts the ice. And because the ice melts, the sea gets warmer. You see what I mean? The cycle? So that's why they could not calculate it well. And so it keeps warming faster than they think. If you see the Singapore lecture, they already warned that we have to change the way we live. Otherwise, too late. It's the 10 or 15 years ago. Or before that, I always talk about how we deforest our planet. Meat eating and all that is contribute to a lot of damage to our planet.
If it were up to me, I forbid everybody to eat meat. Stop immediately.
Save Our Planet. Manado Ocean Declaration agreed. Meeting in Manado, Indonesia, representatives from 76 countries attended the first World Ocean Conference. There, they agreed on the Manado Ocean Declaration, a pledge to protect oceans through a recognition of the ecological importance. The declaration will also help put ocean issues on the priority list of discussions at the pivotal United Nations climate discussions in Copenhagen later this year. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said, "We must do more to protect our oceans and preserve the long-term health of our planet and its people." World Ocean Conference participants, our thankfulness for your commitment to address the urgent matter of ocean preservation. Together with leaders acting in wisdom for the environment, we can restore the beauty and vitality of our Earth.
Save Our Planet, Formosan or Taiwanese conservation success. Thanks to the conservation efforts of Guandu National Park, the bird known as the black-winged stilt is returning to southern Formosa or Taiwan, with families of this graceful bird now becoming regular residents of the Guandu wetlands region. They join other species that are also been seen more frequently in nature preserve. Park Section Chief Sam Lin said, "When people are enjoying their holiday, we hope that they will also come to witness the joy of life in the park." A big green salute, Section Chief Sam Lin and all Guandu Nature Park personnel for your nurturing care of this bird. May the black-winged stilt and other feathered co-inhabitants flourish as we care more diligently for the planet and our animal friends.
Save our planet. The long-eared jerboa, a small mouse-like mammal on the verge of extinction, has been photographed in the red sandstone Flaming Mountains near Turpin City in northwest China.
Save our planet. UNICEF reports that 250,000 children are at risk of malnutrition on the island of Madagascar due to lack of rain in the nation's southern region that devastated the harvest and reduced safe drinking water.
Save our planet. The Ethiopian shoe company Soul Rebels makes use of organic cotton and recycled tires in their traditional designs and is a major employer of the disadvantaged in the capital city of Addis Ababa.
Save our planet. Scientists warn that if the alarming rate of glacial retreat in the Himalayas continues, the legendary Cap Peaks will vanish within the next two decades, which would completely dry up major rivers such as the Ganges and Indus.
Save our planet. An endangered wattle crane, which is not known to migrate, has been spotted by bird watchers in Uganda for the first time, leading conservationists to believe the bird is moving due to climate change.
Solo.
Hi, I'm Lady. We are two of the stars in Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Dogs in My Life.
Lady and I are both happy to be vegan.
We'd like to share a tip with you on frugal living.
Before buying a major item, consider setting a price limit for yourself.
Then, if the product you want is above that amount, you know to wait for a sale or shop at another store for a better bargain.
You may even be able to find a good price on a recycled version of the merchandise.
Staying within the budget equals saving money and peace of mind.
Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Now let's see the weather around our globe.
In sustainable energy news, South Korean companies commit $2.7 billion to green energy. Southeast Power, part of the state-operated Korea Electric Power Corporation, and POSCO Engineering and Construction have collaborated to develop wind and tidal current energies. By 2015, they envision constructing power plants which can produce 960 megawatts of eco-friendly energy. Mr. Boo Moonchul, director of the New and Renewable Energy Team of Southeast Power Company Limited, stated, "The synergy will be great as the two firms will share their know-how and technology." Congratulations, Southeast Power Company Limited and POSCO Engineering and Construction, on this fantastic endeavor. May your project be a great boon to your nation and our world.
In environmental news, a rare black coral forest has been found in the Mediterranean seabed. Marine biologists from Italy's Institute for Environmental Protection and Research located nearly 30,000 colonies of the tree-like coral with the aid of an underwater robot. Situated in the Strait of Messina between Italy and Sicily, they are believed to be the largest area of black coral yet discovered. Some of the coral grows over 1 meter high. Our thanks for this wonderful discovery, Italy's Institute for Environmental Protection and Research. May this magical underwater garden thrive on a healthy planet Earth. Ahead on Noteworthy News is the series of Shining World Leadership. Stay tuned for today's segment featuring Turkish nationalist Mr. Hayrettin Karaca. We will take a drink of fresh juice and come back soon. More engaging news coming up here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, admirable news for a respectful world. And now for a series of Shining World Leadership segment featuring Mr. Hayrettin Karaca, who co-established a foundation in Turkey to help protect the earth.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Mr. Hayrettin Karaca is known in his homeland of Turkey as Grandfather Earth. Born in 1926 in Bandırma, Mr. Karaca spent 31 years as a prominent businessman in the garment industry. In the 1980s, his son was able to take responsibility for the company. This made it possible for Mr. Karaca to totally devote himself to helping the environment.
Mr. Karaca believes that nature has her own balance and that it behooves us to support it. After traveling throughout Turkey, he realized the extent to which desertification could take place. To prevent this, he co-founded the Turkish Foundation for Combating Soil Erosion for Reforestation and the Protection of Natural Habitats, or the TEMA Foundation, in 1992. Mr. Karaca's love for our natural world is also evident at the award-winning Karaca Arboretum in Yalova. What began as his house garden in 1976 has become a 13.5-hectare site containing 7,000 different species of plants. It is also a place where students can be trained in agriculture and forestry. In addition, in 1992, he started the scientific periodical The Karaca Arboretum magazine.
Mr. Karaca offers his knowledge through lectures to students inside and outside of Turkey. For his caring efforts, he has received over 40 accolades from around the world, including the United Nations Environment Program's Global 500 Roll of Honor in 1992, and medals from the Turkish Ministry of Environment in 1992 and 1993. Heaven bless you, Mr. Hayrettin Karaca, for your dedication to preserving the beautiful land of Turkey and our majestic earth. May your loving efforts help many to join in safeguarding our invaluable ecosphere.
Let's now enjoy a joke entitled Mary's Homework, told by Supreme Master Ching Hai.
The teacher said, "Lisa, I hope I didn't see you copying from Mary's homework." Lisa said, "Yes, ma'am, I was praying that you didn't."
And now for our viewer's heartline.
Do you
Supreme Master Television. We belong to the Jane Goodall Institute's Roots and Shoots program for youth. We recently made our own video and put your VIP global warming video clip into the film. We showed it to everyone at our school in Fusa, Japan. Many people said that they liked the film.
We are trying to tell students how important it is to change our habits to save the Earth. Here is our website link, www.yokota-roots-and-shoots.org. Thank you for all the good news and information about global warming and climate change. Sincerely, Yoko.
And Kyoko from Tokyo, Japan.
Karen, Yoko, and Kyoko, how great to hear from you. Thank you for sharing planet-saving information at school. That sounds wonderful. Feel free to download any of our programs and flyers. Everything is, of course, complimentary. Please keep up this vital work until all of us together have secured a sustainable future for our planetary home. Our love to you and all your kind Japanese co-citizens.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or log on to www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for watching this edition of Noteworthy News.
May your hearts sing in peace, joy, and faith. Take care for now.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
A spokesman for the Tamil Tigers in Sri Lanka states that the group has declared a ceasefire and is prepared to permanently lay down arms for the good of the ethnic Tamil people.
The U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, donates $150 million for a 5-year program to help Afghan opium poppy farmers switch to wholesome and sustainable agricultural products.
Mexican-American professional dog trainer Cesar Milan, in his show Dog Whisperer, Inside Puppy Mills, exposes the inhumane conditions endured by dogs at breeding facilities in the USA, as he also rescues 11 canine friends.
Finland donates nearly $700,000 for humanitarian assistance to Sri Lankan people affected by the recent civil conflict in the Vani district of northern Sri Lanka.
Iranian researchers develop an herbal medicine for stomach cancer that effectively prevents the spread of cancerous cells.
Ghana and Burkina Faso sign a memorandum of understanding to enhance telecommunication by creating fiber optic networks that will link the two countries.
As a gesture of goodwill, Saudi Arabia sent 50 tons of dates to Mauritius, while their country's representatives acknowledged their long-standing friendship and brotherly love.
Gold Coast, Australia resident Neil McCollum serves to rescue a drowning kangaroo and guides the frightened animal until it emerges safely onto Kure Beach in Queensland, Australia.
The Arab League General Secretariat calls for all parties in Somalia to adopt a ceasefire and engage in dialogue to create comprehensive reconciliation.
Representatives of Palestine's Fatah and Hamas groups have begun negotiations for reunification and government in Cairo, Egypt.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWM.